You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hour number two here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you. And Dog Pound, you can get the freshest Cleveland Browns gear by visiting the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. Also, don't miss the new Dog Pound t-shirt with a limited run only at the team shop. T-shirt at the team shop at First Energy Stadium.
I need to hit that up.
I know.
I need to look fresh in some Browns gear, man.
You got to get some fresh Browns gear. I feel like it's only right that you should have some fresh Browns gear at this
point. I'm surrounded by orange in this building. I got to get fresh.
A lot of orange here in this room. Yes, the Dog Bowl and Berea, that is, there is a lot of orange in this room. It is bright, and there's a fat head of Mike Pettine staring at us, saying, what'd you think of my press conference?
And my man Swagger giving me the eye from across the room.
He is. He looks thirsty.
That evil eye.
It is. It's the
stink eye. Let's hope we take the evil eye on the road this week.
It's the Swagger stink eye right there here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And what we're going to do here, you know, is talk about the big story of the day. I think on the health front, Brown's getting good news. Dez Bryant a little bit nicked up, the only guy who didn't participate fully in practice today. Other than that, the Browns seem to be in very good health. We talked about Jordan Cameron saying how good he feels upon returning from California. Got to spend some time with his young son, Tristan, out there on the bye week, and his shoulder feels good. But Ben Tate back at practice for the first time, and it sounds like from everybody, Mike Pettine, Wilbur Montgomery, that when he's ready to go, he's going to start for this team, and he's going to be the main man. Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West did a great job. Their reps will be divvied up based on how they practice. But Ben Tate had an opportunity to catch up with him in the locker room earlier, and here's what he had to say.
Ben, good to have you back out of practice. How'd it feel to be out there today?
Felt good. Yeah, felt great to be back out there. I'm like a little kid in the candy store right now.
Wilbur Montgomery, the running back coach, said he was excited to get you back. You were brought here to be the starter. You're going to continue to be the starter. You're going to be ready to roll on Sunday?
We'll see where my knee is at. We'll see how it goes. So right now it's still early on. You know, got to really have a chance to go through a full practice and, you know, just see how I feel. So if it feels good, then I'll go. If not, then we'll wait and see.
With the young running backs having the success that they have over the last 2 weeks, it's good for the room, but obviously you want to be the man. You excited to come back and kind of reclaim that throne?
Of course. You know, like I said, if I'm be out there, then, you know, of course I'm ready to do that. But we'll see what happens. Like, I'm proud of those guys. You know, I'm not a guy who, you know, I believe in myself, and I know what I can do, and I believe in my talent. So I'm never one of those guys who wants to hate on the next guy. So I'm proud of those guys. I'm proud of what they can done, what they've done. But I also think they could have done a better job, too. And I let them guys know that because, you know, the better they are, the better this room is going to be and the better our team is going to be.
I like that. He's confident in himself. He's happy for the young guys. He knows there are things they can improve. He mentioned being able coaching them up. That's a tough situation to be in for a guy like Ben Tate, though, Matt, who comes to the Cleveland Browns hoping to finally be the man after being in the shadow of Arian Foster. He gets off to a good start, 7 yards per carry on his first six on the road against the Steelers. Unfortunately, knee injury, he's out. We know what Crowell and West have done, but what did you take away from his comments right there?
My takeaway from those comments, and I'm glad you asked because I had this ready, is I think we're going to see a very hungry, angry Ben Tate running the football because he appeased us all by giving us what we all like to hear, to say, oh yeah, those guys, and they did great and I'm proud of them and inside as a player, he's churning and chomping at the bit. And again, even to leave out there that there's a little bit of doubt in the knee, he knows exactly where his knee's at. He knows if he's ready or not. And I think for me, I look to see Ben Tate run angry, run hard, and be motivated to be the guy and to be the guy that there's so much so that there is no doubt. There is no doubt that he is a starter. There's no doubt that we're going to, you know, that he's going to be pulled off the field after a certain play or a lack of production, maybe for a little bit of change of pace. But I think Ben Tate's going to run angry. He's going to be extremely hungry to prove that he is the guy here.
And I think that's exactly right. And this is a guy who, when given opportunities in years past, back in 2011, Arian Foster gets banged up. He rushes for 942 yards, 5.4 yards per carry. He's averaging 4.8 yards per carry for his career. He's caught 58 passes. passes out of the backfield in his career. So Ben Tate is a guy who has an opportunity, I think, to really cement himself as the third down back on this team and as the primary ball carrier. And listen, the good news is we went from being a Browns franchise that had nobody on the ground that we trusted just a year ago to now three great backs, an opportunity to have maybe arguably the most talented running back trio in the National Football League here in Cleveland. But I think Ben Tate ultimately is going to be the head of that trio as long as he's healthy.
I definitely do, and I think that not only is he going to run hungry, but I also, too, we talked about it earlier, the upgrade that he will be in those third down situations. We look to them to maybe get the ball to him out of the backfield in some dump down screen situations, but also, too, just his he's going to be very decisive in his decisions to be able to protect Brian Hoyer, but also to get out into a route as an outlet. And I think that's something where we're going to see an upgrade at that position. Yes, Crowell might be, you know, more hungry and running harder, and we all think that he's going to get more reps, and West has done nothing but impress us. But I think Tate being Tate and why we brought him here as a free agent to be the guy, we're going to see that full body of work this week against a lowly Tennessee Titan defense.
Yeah, Tennessee Titans come into this game giving up a generous 127 yards per game on the ground, and I think Ben Tate and company certainly will be looking forward to taking advantage of that run defense of the Titans and Ray Horton this Sunday when the Browns travel there. And I think this ground game, again, we've talked about it kind of ad nauseum now the last couple of weeks, trying to figure out what's going to happen there. I think when you listen to Mike Pettine, he says, listen, if Ben Tate's ready to go, Ben Tate's going to play. It sounds like they've got big plans for Ben Tate, and rightfully so, and that Ben Tate is going to be the guy for this team as long as he is healthy. But you've got Crow to mix in. You've got West to mix in. You got guys to keep them fresh. But this is a team that wants to run the football, and they've got the weapons to do so. But it's just good to hear. And Ben Tate gave an interesting quote when they said, well, what do you think about the fact that the coaches are saying, you know, you're definitely the starter when you come back? And he said, well, it just goes to show that everything I've done in my career and that all the hard work I put in the spring and the summer means something, that they're not just going with kind of the flavor of the week, as sure, it were, with the young guys.
And that's great. And I think that's something that for us as Browns fans, as analysts, we've got to love. You know, because it's we've been a flavor of the week type of town because we've never played consistent football. So the fact that Ray Farmer on down is standing behind a guy and this decision they make to bring him here. And I really do think that we would not be able to have these conversations if Ben Tate never got injured, because we think he's going to be the guy. He's never given us a reason to doubt him, but we've been exposed because of his injury and the time that he has missed to the talent of Isaiah Crowell and the ability of Terrence West as well. And now to reaffirm his position, again, like I said, angry, hungry running back, still wanting to prove his value.
And that's what you want to have in that backfield for a team, because you want to have that nastiness, that attitude. Ben Tate, we've said it all along, a little bit of a surly guy. And it was interesting when I was walking over to him today. You know, I was kind of nervous because I said, do you mind if I get a few questions with you? You know, he gives you that look and you're like, okay, because you got to bring up what the other backs have done. It's
sure
a relevant question to ask him,
yes,
what his thought of that. And he typically does not like that. But I thought his answer was very good and that he was happy for him. He's not here to hate. He's here to win. That's what everybody here in Cleveland is here to do. It is to win. So I was very happy to hear that from Ben Tate. When we get back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and I want to hear from you guys, 216-578-0850. What worries you the most on the Tennessee Titans offense, if anything? That'll be an interesting question. Matt and I will get into that. We've already gone through their quarterbacks. We've gone through their running backs. We're going to go through their wide receivers when we return, and their tight ends. Delanie Walker off to a phenomenal start for that team. So I want to know, who scares you the most? Who are you the most worried about if you're the Cleveland Browns in this game when they take on the Tennessee Titans from the Titans offensive side of the ball? That's what I want to hear from you at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57 on Twitter, or by calling us 216-578-0850 on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven
by those boys at Liberty Ford.
That was the alley-oop right there.
Slam dunk.